Okay, we're on Chof Amud Beis. Moshe Brava. Isra Mitzvah, the Isra Kedusha. Right, either by, so now we learned that from a Pasuk, we learned that a Chayvei Lavin, and also we saw the Rabbanan, there's no Yibum, well, at least Chayvei Lavin. There's no Yibum, but there's Chalitza. Okay. So the Gemara says, so Rava asked the Kasha from the following, Isra Mitzvah, Isra Kedusha, Bo Aleha Ochol Atzla Nifkara Tzarasa. Right, that by Isra Mitzvah or Isra Kedusha, which means even Chai Delavim, if he had beer with her, or he made Chalitza, then Niftara Tzarasa, the Tzara is also Potter. Yisrael Kedai Techai Delavim Midarai, so the Chalitza Ramya, Libum Loi Ramya, right. If there's no din of Yibum, Bichlal by Chai Delavim, so then it's only a din of Chalitza, so why should be a part of the Torah? It's not Yibum. Right? There's no din of Yibum Bichlal by Chai Delavim. So if there's two women, one is usher to the person with a lav, and the other one is mutter to him, he should have to do Yibum, right? Or to the Torah, or give chalitza to the chai ve'lavim. But yibum to the chai ve'lavim shouldn't help at all. And therefore the tzara should still be chai. If there's no yibum in our Torah. Okay. Who moshiv lov, who mefarik lov? Let's love him k'tonim. So Rava asked the question, he answered it. You can learn the braisa that it means, let's love him. Bo alea isra mitzvah. Right? In the case of the isra d'rabbanan, where really there's a chiyuv of yibum, except the Rabbanan said it's asur. So then if you bid the yevid, you made yibum, you were over the issur of the Rabbanan, but you made yibum, the yibum takes effect, and therefore patras the tzorah. Right? Bo'al asur mitzvah, cholet shlo'isur kedusha. In the case of chai ve'lavim, right, where min ha-torah b'chlal, there's no yibum, the way we're learning now, then in a chanami, the only thing you could do to patras the tzorah is chalitza. Then if you made chalitza to the chai ve'lavim, the tzara is pater. But if you made yibum in the chai ve'lavim, then it doesn't pater the tzara, because there's no din of yibum at all by the chai ve'lavim. Rashi, l'tzadim k'tani, bo'al leha koi asher mitzvah, the hainu shniyos v'divrei sofer. The case of bo'al leha is that if b'di'evit, you had bia with the one that's asher with the rabbanon, you made the raisa chazilei the kamei ramya. Because Min HaTorah, there is a din of Yibum. The Rabbanan answered it. So then, the Yibum of that one patters the Torah too. L'fichach niftara tzarasa b'viyasa. Cholatz koi Yisra Kedusha. But the case of Cholatz is going on the case of Yisra Kedusha, Chai Ve'lavim, the Ramya l'chalitza, where she only is Chai v'chalitza. But there's no Yibum. Hilke chalitzosa patera tzarasa. But not in a chanami, the Yibum of the Chai Ve'lavim would not patter the Torah. According to this. Moshe Rabba. Rabba has another question. Ptsua daka ukru shofcha shlish adam v'hazokein. Right? All these cases are chai ve'lavim. Ptsua daka and ukru shofcha, people whose sexual organs were mutilated, and they're usher to to marry a regular Jewess, so they're chai ve'lavim. Or shlish adam, the same thing, person became a soris through the mechanizations of a person, not through a sickness or something that was generated min hashamayim. It's also chai ve'lavim. The hazokein, right? Person who's old, Rashi. Tzua daka krushov, chol akam beforis of the terakoril. Terakoril, the Gemara discusses these people who are also to get married. Three saw them, shesir so adam. That a through human intervention, the person became a soris. He became a eunuch, not possible, not able to give birth. Below machmas choli nistaris me'ilav, not something that was generated min hashamayim because of a choli. Behai belav, and marrying that person is that person is not allowed to marry a regular Jewess. Dibechlav ptsuadak or krushofchahu. That's included in ptsuadak and krushofcha. But also Lisa Yisraeli. He's not allowed to marry a regular Jewish woman. So the halacha is o cholzim o miyadmin. Right? So b'di'evid, either they give chalitza or yibum. Keser, right? How is the case? Mesu, v'lohem, they were married to a woman. And then they died, and they had brothers, v'lohem nashim, right? V'omdu achim v'osu maim rabin ishoseihem. And the brothers, what's it called? So they were, the brother was married to a chai ve'lavin. Right? The brother was sorry. So the brother was a psuadak or whatever. And he died. And their wives fell to Yibum. The Nosnu get, and one of the brothers either made Maimer, the Nosnu get, or gave a get, the Choltsu, or gave Chalitza, Masha Osu Osu. The Imbalukon. And if they gave Chalitza, it takes effect. And if they had Bia, they're Kona. Right? That's the Poshut case. Rashi, even though the original marriage was prohibited, but it was a marriage. So therefore, there's a din of Yibum, right? Rashi, O miyabnim, lav lechatchila ka'omar. It doesn't mean that they can miyabnim lechatchila if they're the chai de'lavim, because chai de'lavim are not miyabnim. El Yibum on Yibum. But if they were miyabnim, it's a good Yibum. Shimbal ukanu k'ritoni v'ozul. Razokein, sheposek milei. The person can no longer have children. The high lab mechai v'lavim. Who this is not one of the chai v'lavim, a zokin. Right, elikomash v'lan. The afagav v'lav bar ivudehu. Be also be a liknos yivim to v'yotzim men abeget. Even though he can't have children, right, because he's too old. Not that there's anything wrong with him. Still, he's still chayiv in yibum. Even though it says v'hakim shein, but yomaisa he's a healthy person. He just can't have children anymore, and therefore his bia is a bia. And he's called the Yavama, and she's Pater then from all the other brothers. The Nosnu Get, Kolomer, Osha Nosnu Get, Ocholtzu, whatever he did, made Maimer, or gave a Get, or Chalitza, the Get, the Yavama, Mahani, Lemitzalov, Yakol Ha'achim. The Get doesn't help to let her marry somebody else. It's just now, nobody now can make Yibum. Once you gave a Get, now you have to give Chalitza. Now that brother has to give chalitza. The boy libiyu meisu lo matzi. The kamei b'shuv lo yivne. Once he gave a get, he can no longer make yibum. None of the brothers can make yibum, and somebody now has to give her chalitza. The imbalu kanu v'yotzis beget below chalitza. But if they were boel, right, then she's married to that one, and she's his wife. And now, if he wants to divorce her, he has to give her a get and not chalitza. So that's the case. That was just said. This is said agav because it's an ochidish, right? Here, the brothers who are being miyabim are perfectly okay, and the wives are perfectly okay. Just happened to be the original marriage was awesome of the brother who died, right? So that's no chiddush. The chiddush is in the sefer. The sefer is mesu achim the omduhein. If the brothers died. And these chai ve'lavim, tzu'adaka, sri'sodom, right, they now want to make a yibum, so they're also be yibum, because it's chai ve'lavim, okay, so they don't can't make yibum. But, om duhem v'osu maimer b'nishoseyam, v'nosnu get osher choltzu, if they made maimer, or gave a get, or choletz, masha osu osu, then what they did, and it has an effect, either has the effect of a get, or has the effect of a chalitza. Right, the imbalukanu, and they also, if they made yibum, even though they're not allowed, because yibum b'chai v'lavim is aser, but if they did it, right, they're kone, but for aser v'kaimah, mishum shenemer, lo yavu, psu'adaka, but he's not allowed to remain married to her, because he's a psu'adaka. So, but the yibum helps. It's not allowed, but it helps. That's the b'raisa. If you hold that the din of chai v'lavim is min ha-Torah, there's no yibum, but there's chalitza, then why does the yibum help? There's no din of yibum min ha-Torah. But if you learn that it's only d'rabbanan, right? Really, chai v'lavim, you say asay d'chalos asay, and really, there's a din of yibum. The only thing is d'rabbanan asered it. Then it makes sense. B'di'evet, if they made yibum, the yibum takes effect, even though it's aser. Midrabbanan. Elo amarava almona min ha'erusin nami. Esi velo sasihu. Right? Even almona min ha'erusin, right, is not just chai ve'lavim. Enechanami. Real chai ve'lavim, like b'tzu adako, which is only a lav, you say esi velo chalos sase, and Yibum would have an effect. And Yibum is really min haTorah, she has to be Miyavin. And the essay is Docha v'lo Saseh. And therefore, in the case of Psua Daka, if Bidiyevid, even though he's not allowed, he made Yibum, it has an effect, and now she's his wife, and he has to give her again, he's not allowed to continue living with her. But the case of Almona, right, over there where we said that there's Bechalal, no din of Yibum, Almona min ha'erisin nomi os esse v'lo sase. Even Almona min ha'erisin, there's an essay in a lo sase by the Kohen Gadol. Why? Till now we thought that the Kohen Gadol is only Oster Balav to an Almona min ha'erisin, right? Almona lo sikach. But what's it called? She's still a basula. So the essay of a hu isha b'psuleh ha'yikach doesn't apply. Now the Gemara says no. Even an almona min ha'erusin, who's still a besula, is usher to a kohen gadol belav and an essay, right? Dechsev kedoshim yulelohehem, right? Kedoshim yulelohehem is a blanket essay by what's it called by all kohanim who can't marry the women who are usher to them. So it's an essay also. So by a kohen gadol also the essay applies kedoshim yulelohehem, and therefore. In that specific case, there's no yibum. Right. Mar says mamzeres and asina ma'ikal meimar. By mamzeres and asina, it's only a lav. There's no essay. Si viskadishte. Right. It says what's it called by all. So that's talking by a regular Yisrael. So where's the essay to a mamzer and a sin? No. It says viskadishte, and that's a blanket essay on all forbidden marriages. Gemara says, "Yihachi kol haTorah kula nomi esi v'lo sase." That's the case. Everything in the Torah, you can have a blanket essay. Tefsiv iskadishte. It says bichlal by the keeping the Torah iskadishte, not just on bios asuros. So the Torah then there's never a case of essay los docha lo sase, because every lo sase has a blanket essay with it. Elo Amar Rav Gzeira almonim in ha'erusin atu almonim in asuin. Enochinami. Almona min ha'erusin is only a lav. And really, Yibum should help by the Kohen Gadol. But it doesn't. Why? Gzeira. Right? Gzeira, because almona min ha'erusin atu almona min asuin. We're afraid that if we let the, what's it called, the Yibum of a almona min ha'erusin, you'll come to miyabim and almona min anasuin. Rashi, let's see Rashi through here. The also the kaimon a sefer koy mesu achinu balu heinas yudimton v'ptuadaka kiyotzib overlav avzake. It's going on all the cases of ptuadaka. So we saw them that are chayvei lavim that v'chatchila you don't do yibum. If you did, the yibum takes effect, but you're not allowed to remain married to that woman. The yovim is not allowed to remain married to her because he's also balav. Ela marav chayvei lavim nami liyibum ramya. Rava said that chayvei lavim also there's a din of yibum because esei dochalos esei in baalu konu, and therefore b'di'eved if they made yibum the yibum has effect. With the kashul of balmona arusa shenoflu lekoin gadol tishyabim v'yavo esei v'yidches lo sasei. If that's the case, then why doesn't an almona arusa who falls to a kohen gadol have yibum? Let's say esei dochalos sasei, and really can ask that on all the chayvei lavim. Why don't you say esei dochalos sasei? Right? The Gemara says, Almona min ha'erusin also there's an essay in a lo sase. The Gemara says, that can't be, because if you have that blanket essay, then it should apply to all lavin. And that can't be, because then there's never a case of essay docha lo sase. The Gemara says, Mamzeres nesina ma'ikal ha'meimar. Back to the Gemara. The Gemara says, okay, it's a gzeira. Really, Almona min ha'erusin should have yibum, because of essay docha lo sase. But we're afraid that if you let a Kohen Gadol marry a miyabim and almona min ha'erusin, he'll come to be, people will become to miyabim almona min anasun. They won't make a distinction. So they answered the yibum, even though esed ochalos asay. So Mor says that's the case. Mamzeres and asina ma'ikla neimer. Then why did they answer a mamzeres and an asina by yibum? Right? They say esed ochalos asay. Gzeira b'makom mitzvah to shlo b'makom mitzvah. No, they made a gzeira b'makom mitzvah. Right? That if you let a miyavim be miyabim a mamzeres or an asina or a mamzer yavim be miyabim a regular woman, right? then we're afraid that people will marry regular, or a mamzer or a nesina, or a mamzer and a nesina will marry regular. They'll think if yibum's okay, the regular marriage is okay. That's the case, so we shouldn't have any yibum. Every case where she's, Tosfos explains, where she's only eishes achiv may aviv, so only eishes achiv may aviv, we should be gozer that in a case where she's only eishes achiv may imo. Right? So you shouldn't let any yibum take effect unless she's a sister from both sides. The brother is her husband was a brother from both sides, mother and father. But if the brother was only a half brother, even from the father's side, which is yibum, we should answer it because of the case where it's a half brother from the mother's side, and people won't make the distinction. Gemara says yibum benachla tola rachmana meidi yadai. People know that yibum depends on nachla, and therefore the half brother from the father is significant, so they won't come to make a mistake. Isha shein labanim lo tisyabim gzer mishum isha sheyesh labanim. If that's the case, that a woman who doesn't have children, right, shouldn't have yibum because people will confuse her with a woman who does have children. So again, explains not we're trying to take away yibum completely, right? That she didn't have children now, but she had children before. That's the case. Now, it was the case where the woman had originally children and they died. So then the halacha is that if when the husband dies, she doesn't have children, she has a din of yibum. But that's confusing, because people will think, well, she did have children once, so in that kind of case, we should make a gzera that the woman shouldn't have yibum. Tosfos basically says, we're not trying to say over here that the rabbanon should have been oker the din of yibum completely because of the chash. That they don't do. But in certain cases where it's confusing, right, if we're making a gzera of almana min ha'erison, atu almana min ha'nesuim, we should make other gzeras, that wherever it's confusing, a half-brother, right? Even though the half-brother from the father is a din of yibum, let's be afraid of a half-brother from the mother. We shouldn't let yibum unless it's a full brother. In the case where she had children and they died, we shouldn't allow yibum because we're afraid that if she has children now and they didn't die, right? But if she never had children, then what's it called? We're not going to ask her yibum in that case, Tosfos says. What? The brother. No, the brother had children from this woman. What? Now, where when the brother died, she still has those children. Yeah, okay, but it means what's it called? We're answering this woman from Yibum. So now her having children is what's going to answer. Right? She's a woman who has children now. Let's be afraid to be gozer, a woman who doesn't have children now after the brother died, but she had children with that brother from before. Right now, the Maisha, we're talking about the woman, so she's the one. The Gemara says, "V'bonim tola rachmana, may the yodai." No, that's also not confusing. People know that the yibum's dependent on children, and if there's no children now, so then you make yibum. And if there are children now, you don't. Right? Same thing with Eishes Achiv Shaloya Biolomo. Right? The case where what's it called? Where the brother came mi Medinas Hayam. Right? Where a brother just appeared. Right? So it looks like he's Eishes Achiv Shaloya Biolomo. Nobody knew about this brother. So we should answer that case, even though the brother was born in the lifetime of the brother that died, right? But he wasn't around. He all of a sudden appeared. So we should answer that case, says Tosfos, atu the case where the brother wasn't born when the other brother died. Okay? Gemara says, be yeshiva tolach lana, may the yadai. Everybody knows that it depends on them having one yeshiva in the olam, and meaning that the brother was alive. Right, even though he wasn't around, right, everybody's not going to confuse that with a brother who wasn't alive. So what it says, Kolan Noshim Lotisyabna, Gzeru Mishum Islandus. Right? No woman should have a yibum because maybe she's an islandus. Right? An islandus, there's no yibum. So what it says, Lo Shriha. It's not Shriach. Islandus is not a double Shriach. So what it says, Mamzeris and Asina Nomi Lo Shriha. Mamzerim and Asina also not Shriach. So let's not make the Gzeru there. And they should have yibum. Elam Rava says no, it's a different gzera. Gzeira b'yorishon latu b'yishniya. Really, enechanami. By all chayvei lavim, we normally should say esei dochalos asei. And really, there should be yibum. But the essay is only on that first bia. It also explains even only in the beginning of that first bia. Not on gemar bia. And therefore, he should have to be poresh after the tchilas bia, possibly. And after that, she, what's it called, she becomes his wife, and she's mutter, but he can't, but he's also to live with her, because there's a lot. And there's no more essay of yibum. The essay of yibum is only the first time. So therefore, what's it called, what goes there, be a rishona to be a shnia, that we're afraid that if we let him have that first bia, which essay do chalosa say, he'll have a second bia, and then there's no essay. And then there's the chayvei lavim kicks in. Tanya nami hachi, in ba'al ukanu be'bia rishona. Right? If they had first bia, then that's kona be'yibum be'di'evid, even though the rabbanan assered it, but l'maisa, it's a good yibum. B'di'evid. Also the kaim of the biyishniya, but you're not allowed to remain married to them because now there's no mitzvah sasei to be docha the lo sasei, and every time he lives with her, he's going to be over in his alav, so he's chayvei lavim, and she's not allowed to remain married. Chodor amarava, chodor amarava, yisem rav ashi lav milsi hi de'amri. No, I have another teretz. So now we're saying that all chayvei lavim me'ikar adin, there's a din of yibum because of esei docha lo sasei. But that would only apply to the first bia. After that, the lav would kick in and there's no essay. And therefore they made gzeira not to have the first bia atu all the bias after that, that he won't divorce her immediately after that and he'll continue living with her. Now Rava said, no, I have a different teretz. The Omer Eish Lakish, kol makum shata motzi essay velo sasei, im ato yochol akayim shnei amutav. Vim lav yovo essay v'yetchalos lo sasei. We have a cloud by essay dochalos sasei, that the only time you say essay dochalos asei is that there's no other way to be mekayim the essay. But if you could be mekayim shnehem, there's another way to mekayim the essay, then you don't say essay dochalos asei. So over here, hachanami efshar b'chalitza, right? The mekayim essay velos asei, do chalitza, right? You mekayim the same mitzvah yibum, the Gemara thinks now, if you make chalitza. So why do you have to be meyabein? Get the essay is either make yibum or chalitza. So choose the chalitza way, and then you're mekayim both of them. You're not over any lav, and you're mekayim the essay. Right? Mashenkin, if you make yibum, you're going to be over the lav and mekayim the essay. You don't say essay, dochalos essay, when there's another way to be mekayim, the same essay. You don't have to be over the lav to mekayim the essay. Where it says, Meisvei, the imbo lukonu tiyukta. So we come out from that they don't say esei dochalos asei. Memela, there's no yibum at all. If there's no yibum at all, then why is it help the dievet? Tiyukta, no. And so why taka not? Because chalitza is not, the ikur mitzvah is the yibum. And you're not mekayim the mitzvah, the chalitza is only a way to exempt you from the mitzvah. But it's not a kiyum of the mitzvah. Chalitza exempts you from the mitzvah of yibum. But there's no way of being Mekai in the midst of Yibum except by being over the lav. So Chalitza is not considered Efshel Mekayim Shneyim, that you can be Mekai in the essay and the losa, and not be over the losa essay, because if you make Chalitza, you're not Mekai in the essay. You're just not Chayiv in Yibum anymore. Right? It's a Ptur, it's not a mitzvah. Rashi. Gzeira b'yirishona, the Mekayim bo essay u'motzi l'mitche. And Echonami, b'yirishona, you would say essay do chalos essay. Atu biyashniya to lo motzi lemidche to aikayim bo essay, but the biyashniya is also because there's no more essay. Now there's only a lav. Lav milsi di amrei. And finally, Rava said, no, you don't have to come on to that. There really isn't. Wouldn't say essay dochalos asei over here. Why? Did the biyarishona have ishori lechatchila ilav mishum gzeiras biyashniya? That which I said that really there would be a mitzvah essay dochalos asei. But the Rabbanan made gzeira. Now you don't have to come on to that. Devave afilu bia rishon asur. Really, even the first bia is asur. Because you wouldn't say esei dochalos asei. Why? Velo amrin titcha esei es los asei. To efshel is kain b'chalitza. Below akiris los asei. You can mekain the esei with chalitza. And then you're not over any lot. In that kind of situation, you don't say esei dochalos asei. Gemara says, no, you can't say that. In bo'alukanu, alam midiraisa ram yukamele mitchi los asei. Right? L'maisa, you see that the bia does help the dievet. If you wouldn't say esei dochalos asei, then even b'di'evit it shouldn't help. It's no yibum. Where's this tiyuf? To the rav of a tiyuf to the reish lakish. I mean le'el imata yoch lekayim mishneim lo akar no le'lulav. Right. So Rashi learns that this slugs up reish lakish. That you see from here that if it's efshel lekayim shneihem, you still say yasei docha lo sasei. And other rishonim learn that what's it called, that it doesn't slug up reish lakish, like I explained before, that this chalitza is not called efshel lekayim shneihem. There's two ways of learning the maskon of the Gemara. Rashi learns the maskon of the Gemara was that we don't say this klal of efshel lekayim shneihem. Even if it's efshel lekayim shneihem, still you say esei docha lo sasei. And other rishonim learn that here it's not called efshel lekayim shneihem because you're not mekayim the mitzvah of yibum through chalitza. You're just exempting her from yibum. But you're not mekayim the mitzvah, and therefore, since you're not mekayim the mitzvah, that's not called efshel lekayim shneihem. It'd be similar to by tzitzis. Right? You could wear a different beged. That's not called efshel lekayim shneihem. In this beged, there's no way of being mekayim. In the beged of semer and pishtin, so wear a different beged. Right? No, that's not called efshel lekayim shneihem. Because in this beged, you have to what's it called? You can't be mekayim the mitzvah tzitzis without being over on kilayim.